Hi, friends, and welcome back to the YSM podcast. I am so excited to be dropping in with you today. I really, really, really want to talk about an insight that I had. And it's almost so obvious, but you know, when you have an epiphany and you're just like, holy crap, I didn't look at that. At it that way, and it just settles into your body differently and hits differently. Well, yeah, it was one of those. And so I was really thinking about this whole phenomena of like taking two steps forward and then three steps back. And when life gets overwhelming, when things become challenging, when you just feel like you're being tested, and even sometimes your like strength is like, okay, I've already been through a lot. I've already overcome a lot and I'm tired. Can I just have a break? Or you feel like you've hit the open space, and maybe you have for a certain amount of time, and then all of a sudden everything is happening at once and you become overwhelmed. And it's just interesting how our life is going to continuously go through these ebbs and these flows. And we think that, okay, well, if I keep doing the inner work, then, you know, these things will go away. And the truth is that challenges are never going to go away. And this is where the epiphany happened about, you know, when we are faced with these tough situations, when we are faced with our strength being tested, our resiliency being tested, our resources being tested, it's not about eliminating those moments. It's about how we cope with them. And actually, there's two parts. So the main thing is how we cope with them. And to kind of go along with that, it's how we also see it, how we view the situation. Because let's just say we took a break from the inner work, because we're not always going to be actively doing the inner work. But then life will present, you know, experiences where it drives us to be challenged, to apply what we speak about, what we talk about, what we say we've learned and have overcome. And it's like, okay, well, saying it is one thing, and really integrating it and embodying it and being about it is another thing. So when these challenges come to test you, are you really going to stand behind the reality that you have been speaking about? Are you really going to be the person who can manage these situations in a healthy way? And it doesn't mean that it's perfect. It doesn't mean that you're not like, oh shit, some days, or that you some days just can't tell your head from your ass or up from down. It's really just about applying all of the wisdom that you've known up until this point to have the resources and the coping skills to be able to deal with life and what's going on. And it's very interesting because, you know, we gather these tools in our toolbox to equip ourselves. And, you know, when we're in a space where things are going good, it's like these tools are sexy. Like, it's like, oh yeah, I do breath work. Oh yeah, I do yoga. And I like, you know, I journal and blah, blah, blah. And it looks so sexy and cute, but it's deep work, right? And so it's like when we actually are going through these tough moments, I'm sorry, there's a motorcycle in the back. When we're actually going through these tough moments, what are the resources? What are the tools that you can pull from your toolkit to help you cope with this? And it's really knowing what you need in that moment. In this moment where you are being faced with challenges, what do you need in this moment? Do you need to connect with your breath more? Do you need to hop offline a little more? Do you need to go for a walk right now? And so it's when we just try to distract ourselves, thinking, oh, this is just a phase and it'll pass. Of course it'll pass, but are you going to be actively building your warriorness within you and facing this and being honest with yourself and using the tools that you have? Are you going to be about it? Are you going to be the person that you say you are, that you know you are, that you feel you are? Because you are being tested to rise. You are being tested to embody who you say you are. And there's tough situations that happen. There are really tough situations that happen. And it's through these challenges that we truly grow. Because yes, when we're in that open space where everything feels incredible and we're just like, yeah, I'm the best. So cheesy. Yeah, I'm the best. It's just like sometimes we get those blinders and things begin to accumulate and we're not as aware to what really is happening beneath the surface. And I don't believe in balance. I believe in putting your energy and attention where that is most supportive to you in that moment. And it could also just mean in that season. It doesn't mean like you're always just meeting your need in every moment. It's in that season, in that week, in that day. There's no like everything's perfectly balanced and leveled. I am like perfectly using all of my energy, like 25, 25, 25% across the board. It's like, no, there is this teeter-totter of placing your energy where it's needed and then shifting and placing it there and really finding a flow within that that also manages your energy so that your nervous system doesn't all of a sudden freak out. Because I think when we focus so much on one thing that the other things we become blind to, then we start to experience extremes in our emotions, extremes in our thoughts, extremes in all these things, stress on our body, stress on our mind. And so the message here really is about elevating your coping skills. Because everything that you've been through has prepared you to move through this now moment, has conditioned you to be a fucking warrior and rise up against this moment. And, you know, there's going to be moments where you may be having those self-defeating thoughts or being the victim. Like, why is this happening? I'm so over this. Like, this phase needs to be over. Like, can I just bypass this? Can I just like get back to the happy days? No, your soul is calling you to elevate your coping mechanisms, to step into that warriorness so you can hold more, because you are being opened up to that next level, to be opened up to more. And so what can you pull upon? What are the resources that you can pull upon right now that you have, that you've built throughout your life, through your wisdom, up until this very point? What do you need in this moment? And so I'm going to do a whole nother podcast on coping mechanisms that you can use that are healthy for you. But I just wanted to get this message out first. And so stay tuned for that next episode that'll be coming out.